Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast series Between the Covers. I'm Kelly Wilson. Today, we're going to be chatting with inspiring brand new author Yvonne Horsfield, and she's just had a brand new publication with her book Chinese Roots. How are you today, Yvonne?
Oh, good, thank you. I'm just relieved that the book's finished now.
It's a massive process, isn't it?
Yes.
Before you embark on writing a book, you think it's nothing like the experience you have, right?
Well, no, it takes a little bit more work than what you think.
It does, but I mean, you should be so proud of yourself because it's a huge achievement. Now, having a look at some of your information, Yvonne, I can see you've created a biographical account of the well-known Ballarat Tong Wei family from 1863 onwards.
Yes.
Are you able to talk to us a bit about why you've done this and what the book's all about?
Well, my mother had a unique experience in that she was raised in a Chinese family.
Ah.
And she always felt that the Chinese in Ballarat were never fully acknowledged for all of the work they did and the contributions they made to Ballarat.
Yes.
And I suppose I was the eldest of five children, and so she told me more than anyone else in the family, and I was interested, so I listened.
Yeah, yeah.
And when she was dying at the age of 93, she said to me, "I'll never get to see any book about the family." And I said, "Well, I promise you I'll try and do something."
Oh.
So it was sort of more or less the obligation that I had
to
fulfill her wish.
Yeah, and that gives me goosebumps. You know, that's an even bigger achievement knowing that you've honoured a family member that way. Yvonne, how did you remember all the things that she told you?
Well, being the eldest, I was probably able to remember the identities, like I could remember my great-great-grandfather.
Yes.
To visit, and he died at the age of 100 years, and so he was still living in the manse that he had lived in for many years until he retired. And so I caught him at those final years, you know, when he was still living there, and got to meet members of the family. And so, you know, I can remember little snatches like sitting to a large table with bowls of Chinese food that he cooked in the middle of the table with a little bowl and chopsticks and, you know, just the novelty of those sorts of things.
Amazing. Because it was such a dominant culture right through history, really. And I think it's wonderful that you're writing from your voice of experience and letting people like me get an insight into a totally different side to Ballarat.
Well, a lot of it's based on family memorabilia and also interviewing some of them and talking. And, of course, it was supplemented by the fact that I'd just completed my PhD and I'd done further research which helped me fill it out more, you know.
Which tell us about that, because I was so intrigued reading about your blog for your PhD. What did you have to do for that?
Well, it sort of happened by accident because I decided to start the writing of the story for my mother.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine who worked at the university got talking to me, and she said to me, "You know, you should do that as a PhD." And I said, well, I hadn't even considered that. Yeah. You know, I'd retired from my job teaching.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'll arrange a talk if you like, you know, and you can meet one of the professors over a cup of coffee and have a chat about it. So I went out to the university, and, of course, at the end of it, he said, you won't have to pay because, you know, you're of an age where it will be free to do it. And,
brilliant.
So I thought, well, I might as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? You know, we're lifelong learners, and why stop ever, especially if it's something you're really passionate about?
Yes. So, I'd always been interested in history. I worked at Sovereign for 12 years as an education officer.
Now, I read that. Now, are you going to take this book, Chinese Roots, back there and do any sort of talks or community?
I was wondering, I don't know anyone closely anymore because it's been years since I left.
Yeah.
I thought I might approach them and ask them if they could do a book.
Absolutely, Yvonne. I think they would absolutely embrace you. I mean, you were there before, plus you've got an educational background, yes, plus, you know, first-hand insight into this book, Chinese Roots. So I don't think you can really lose there. It'd be an absolute blessing to them. So tell me, when you're putting this book together, Chinese Roots, did you use names of family members?
Yes, I have.
You have, yeah. You yes. didn't feel the need to,
well,
to cover up?
I hope that they will accept that because, to my mind, it's acknowledging the family. Whereas if you use other substitute names, well, then, you know, it's really just a story.
It's a fictional story, isn't it? Yeah. No, I agree with that, and I'm sure they will. Have you had other family members read through Johnny's Roots yet?
My son, who is, well, he's very good at writing himself.
And okay, yeah.
Through, and my daughter has just read it recently. So other than that, I haven't had any professional people read it.
The world's about to have it out there, Yvonne, so I'm sure your reviews will be fantastic. I read one review and it was lovely. So have you seen any of your reviews yet?
No, only they gave me a card to hand out to people.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
And that was very favourable.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's something that you feel you've done justice to your family and your mother, then you've had success already, Yvonne. Yeah.
Well, it's really for the family that I actually wrote it, of course.
Yeah, fantastic. And, look, it's very different to what you've dabbled in as a writer earlier in your career. You wrote some children's books?
Yes. Well, it happened that I raised two baby magpies that fell out of the tree on the property.
Yeah.
And, I was teaching at the time at Belan, a little Catholic school, St. Bridget's, and so I went along to the children and told them about the magpies, and of course every week they'd want a report on the magpies. And one of the children said, you should write a story about that, miss, you know. And so I badgered me until I did, and then I thought, well, it needs pictures. So I asked my son if he would illustrate it because he's very talented. And so I went along to school and read them the story with the pictures, and then my principal said, you should get this published.
Wow. There you go. You've got a lot of support out there. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So he was the one who gave me the phone number of the publisher and said, give him a ring.
Yeah.
He happened to be a local publisher, Connacourt Publishing at Belan.
Mm.
So, and I thought when I arrived to speak to him, he sort of warned me and said, well, we get a lot of stories and we don't publish all of them, and
sort of scared me
for a no. So I was fully prepared, and then he said, I think we'll go ahead and publish. I nearly fell off the chair.
That's awesome. Yeah, no small feat. And it's obviously the same with Chinese Roots. I mean, Shoreline would have absolutely embraced having that as a local author too. I mean, it's
a match made in heaven. Very many Ballarat Chinese family stories. It was a pleasure during my PhD thesis that I was able to go out and interview families of Chinese descent in Ballarat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only recently that they've felt that they could acknowledge, you know, their incredible Chinese history.
So not only have you impacted your own family, you've really impacted a whole community, Yvonne. And listeners, that's why you should go out there and get Yvonne's book, because really this is what Australia is all about, us Aussies supporting Aussies. So, and our history is very important, and there's so much we don't know.
So. Oh, yes, yes, a lot. I think really for a long time there, if you didn't look Chinese, you didn't acknowledge that you had Chinese descent.
Yeah.
It was just a way of assimilating and coping.
Yeah, yeah. So, Yvonne, you know, your publishing journey is just beginning again. Are you writing anything else at the moment?
No, I've sort of given myself – oh, well, actually, I've written another children's story. my pet rooster died and I missed it.
Yes.
So I wrote a story called A Rooster's Tale, and my son's illustrating it and finishing it at the moment.
Sounds like you're a good partnership there.
Yes, it's been wonderful that way.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Yvonne, I've got a brand new segment on my podcast series at the moment called A Minute Inside Your Mind, and it's for us listeners to get to know you a little bit more as an author and help you stand out in the very, very busy publishing world. So you've got 1 minute, and I'm going to fire some questions at you, and you can say pass if you wouldn't like to answer.
Yeah.
Are you game?
Yes.
Okay. If you got to have three people at your dinner table, Yvonne, past, present, future, fictional, non-fictional characters, who would you have to sit down to dinner with?
Barack Obama would be an interesting man to talk. Does that have to be living?
No, no, absolutely not.
Oh, well, my great-grandfather would be one. And I think that maybe my great-grandmother.
Beautiful.
She had an incredible life here as one of the few Chinese women. And I'd love to hear her side of the story.
Yeah, would be fascinating, wouldn't it? And I bet it was a tough one too.
Yeah.
Tell me three words that would describe you, Yvonne.
Probably fairly tenacious.
Love it.
And I think I'm reasonably easygoing. And something else.
You could throw talented in there.
Determined.
What's your favourite animal in the world?
My dog. Favorite animal, and my past dogs. I wrote a story called Naughty Norska, and that was about my last dog that saved their house from burning down, and it was just a wonderful dog.
They are, all dogs are wonderful, I'll tell you. If you could travel to anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Back to Italy.
Why?
Because I studied Italian and I taught Italian as the last part of my career.
And, this is something we haven't even talked about, Yvonne.
And I travelled there, I think it was 5 times altogether, and I loved Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people and the culture.
Oh, I would love to go there and eat my way around Italy, actually. Two more to go. Second last, if you had the power to change something in the world right now, what would you change?
The approach to global warming.
Yeah, very powerful, yeah. And lucky last, Yvonne, your brand new book, Chinese Roots, is going to be a huge hit, I can just tell. Why does everyone and anyone need to buy it?
Because they need to know the actual contribution made by the Chinese people to Ballarat and other goldfield towns, and I think that it would make reparation for the fact that they've suffered a lot in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, brilliant, Yvonne. And look, I wish you every single bit of success going forward in your author journey. Thank you, listeners, that you have given Yvonne Horsfield some time today and me some of your time. Her brand new book, Chinese Roots, is available now online in all good bookstores and libraries right around Australia. So get out there and support Aussie authors and our journeys going forward. Yvonne, thank you so much for your time today. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
And you.
Okay. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.